In 2023, there was a state report that highlighted a pretty big problem leading to lost opportunities for Connecticut's next generation. The study showed 119,000 young people in our state are considered either at risk or disconnected from education and the workforce. That accounts for nearly 20% of our youth population ages 14 to 26. But let's go back to that number, 119,000. When that number surfaced, the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities came together and said, we need to do something about this. And they launched what's called the 119K Commission. That was just in March of this year. Joining us now is Joe DeLong, who is the executive director and the CEO of the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities. Joe, let's talk about these findings. I mean, that number, 119,000. It's pretty extraordinary considering Connecticut is such a, I'm going to call it, well-off state in the United States. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, Melissa, first off, thank you for having me on to discuss this. I really appreciate you taking the time. And you're right. But I think what was, in some ways, maybe even to me, more striking was when the report came out and we went to the mayors and the first selectmen and the people who have boots on the ground in our neighborhoods across the state, and we said, are you shocked by this? To a T, all of them said no. They said, no, we see it. We see it every day. We see it within our communities, big and small. And so that was a surprise to me, that the people who work every day within these communities, trying to make our communities strong, trying to create a good quality of life, trying to provide opportunities for young people, that when this report came out, that none of them put their hands up and said, this is crazy or this isn't in my town. Every one of them collectively were like, yeah, we know who a lot of these kids are. We understand these issues, and it's unfortunate, and we need to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. And certainly we know that this number really, I think, came to light, honestly, I would think after the pandemic. I think it became very, very clear just how disconnected youth can be from opportunities during school and post-graduation. I mean, we saw it with technology. We saw it, you know, in isolation. So I feel like this was probably an issue, and correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, but this was probably an issue well before the pandemic, but it really became so, I think, kind of slapped us in the face after. I mean, would you agree?
Yes. Yeah. The issue certainly existed before the pandemic. We have several studies to show that, but the pandemic, no question, exacerbated it. And the other thing that I would point out is just because the pandemic is over, the impacts of the pandemic continue to exacerbate this going forward. For example, if you had young people, young children who were maybe in first grade, second grade, third grade during the pandemic that were not in school, that had either didn't have the supports at home to be connected to virtual learning, or didn't have the internet, or didn't have the proper equipment or tools, or their families were dealing with other things. Those kids have now gone past the third grade without being at a third grade reading level, which means they're going to be behind and they're going to be challenged for the next several years as they come up through the system. So the feeling, the exacerbation of this that the pandemic has created is going to continue to be felt for an entire generation or more.
Joe DeLong, I know the commission had six regional public meetings, including the closest to us was here in Trumbull and New Haven. You focus on a lot of issues that I think it sounds like play a huge role in how we got to that number of 119,000, correct? I mean, why do we have so many disconnected youth, do you think, in Connecticut?
Well, there are multiple drivers, and that's what each one of these regional forums focused on, an individual driver of this population. And those drivers can be from areas of trauma. They can be transportation drivers. They can be food insecurity. They can be housing insecurity. They can be engagement with the criminal justice system. There's all kinds of different reasons. And frankly, there's a whole lot of reasons within some of our public school systems, too, in the areas of accountability or doing things that aren't working and continuing to do them. So it was important for us to hear from educators. We heard a lot from educators who have been an amazing supporter of this process. It was important to us to hear from school administrators, in the nonprofit community, in the criminal justice community, and the social services community. But through all of that, the group that was the most important for us to hear from were these young people themselves. Mm. And these commissioners over the past 8 months have gone out and met literally one-on-one or in small roundtable discussions with three or four at a time with young people who are affected in this population, and numbers in excess of 250 young people from all over the state. And their stories and their challenges were much of what this plan was built around or developed around. It was developed around addressing the very unique and specific challenges that these young people brought forth to us on a daily basis.
And it sounds like, Joe DeLong, when I look at this report, and I promise when we come back, we are going to be talking about the groundbreaking plan that the 119K Commission released this week and plans to do to address this problem. But it looks like from your report, there was, again, not one county left out in this. Even in Fairfield County, this report is showing that in Fairfield County, it had a very low child poverty rate at 12%. But you're still looking at 12% of the kids in Fairfield County are saying that they are living below their means. They're living, you know, potentially in poverty or on the poverty line. That's extraordinary. I don't know if people realize that. That's a lot to grapple with.
Yeah, so many of these young people, Melissa, that we've talked to, when you get up and walk away from the table until you start breaking down how to address their challenges, you're almost overwhelmed and wonder how they've even made it this far, because their lives from the time they get up until the time they go to bed, which may not even be in a bed, are a complete obstacle course. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what a lot of this plan is really designed to do, is to help make that obstacle course simpler and to give them some light at the end of the tunnel that right now many of them can't see. You know, the plan is called Young People First, but one of the names that was kicked around to name the plan was Meet Me Where I Dream. Mm. But what we found with so many of these young people that we met with, a lot of them had dreams. A lot of them didn't even dare to dream. A lot of them were just trying to figure out how to survive. And so when we started off saying, how do we get them to where they dream? What we found out is they're not even ready to dream yet. They're just trying to get through today and hope to make it to tomorrow. And so that's something
alone
that I think is very compelling.
Joe DeLong is here. He's the executive director and CEO of the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities. And earlier this year, CCM launched what's called the 119K Commission. And their goal is to really close the gap for young people who are either at risk or disconnected from education and the workforce. So, Joe, let's talk about the plans to address this. We know from a recent state report that 119,000 young people in Connecticut are considered to be in this group. So how do we address this? What is the plan that CCM has come out with very recently?
Well, it's a very robust plan that has 22 what we call aligned actions. And within those 22 aligned actions, some of them have four or five different subsets within the aligned actions. But essentially, what we did and what the commission did and what the experts that we brought in from the Boston Consulting Group, who are able to study this problem in Connecticut and what also works nationally, is we started breaking it down into what actually is working in the state but just needs to be brought to a greater scale. Because we do some really good things in Connecticut for young people. We just don't reach enough of them. And what is not working that we need to say, stop doing this right now, stop spending on it right now, the results have not been good, let's reinvest in a way that may have better results. So essentially the plan breaks down. The first section of the plan really is looking at what is working in terms of nonprofit services, social services, and how do we bring that to scale to close the gaps so that every young person, it's made available to them the services that they need. Right now, we don't have any coordinated network in the state in terms of meeting the suite of a young person's needs. So if you look at it on like a hub and spoke model where the young person is the center, which they should be, it should be built around them, and you have all of these different spokes, which are their different needs. It may be mental health needs. It may be homelessness. It may be, you know, a variety of things, food insecurity. There's all kinds of different things that could be the spoke that they need. You have to build out a network that can meet each one of those spokes. Because what happens in a lot of cases, you have very good service providers or very good nonprofits that focus on one area but not another. So even though they're doing very good work, when that young person's other needs aren't being met, it's still a failed proposition.
Right, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, essentially.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or the person might be actually receiving the supports that they need, but the family relocates or they move from one town to another.
So now they've lost that opportunity.
Drop off. It's all lost. Even when they go to a new school, the educators that receive them in the new school, we don't have a system in place where they know what type of services this young person was receiving or what their needs were. So
Right. We
hear from teachers all the time. We get a new student that comes in. We might have their grades or their transcripts, but we have no idea what their background is or what their challenges
are. And, like, we don't align with the same programming municipality to municipality. So it sounds like,
exactly.
Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you need a lot of collaboration. I mean, this is not like a, hey, I can work with one town but not the one next door. It sounds like you need a lot of collaboration.
Yeah, you have to put the infrastructure in place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what the whole first set of recommendations does. It builds an infrastructure that brings things from the bottom up, but it puts them into more of a regional basis that can actually collect all the information and make sure that there are no gaps. And then from the regional basis, it pulls it up to the state basis, which the whole point of that is to make sure that there is this coordinated network that is built from the bottom up, again, to address an individual person's need, but allows that person to be tracked through the system. Sometimes they might not even move, Melissa. Sometimes mm-hmm. they might be getting the services that they need in high school, but the provider stops when they turn 18, and then all of a sudden.
And now all of a sudden, there's a drop-off again, Joe DeLong. Unfortunately, Joe, this is, to me, I want to keep, you know, covering this topic. We have run out of time just because I'm up against the clock. However, I want to let people know, because I will be asking you to come back on if you don't mind. There is a copy of this plan in length. There are also, there's a way for you to participate, you, your municipality. There are upcoming events. I do want to let you know, we're going to put the CCM website on this podcast with Joe DeLong's interview, and you can access that at the end of the show on voiceofct.com. Joe DeLong, I'm glad that we at least started the conversation, and I look forward to having you back on the show really soon, because I want to see this action plan work and I want to see that gap close for our disconnected youth. Thank you so much for what you do and for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.